From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A federal agency is standing behind its assertion that Colorado officials signed off on a cleanup project that led to a 3 million gallon toxic waste spill from an inactive gold mine. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's statement today was the latest twist in a dispute between state and federal agencies over what role Colorado officials had in the spill. Nicole Nicoletta is Manitou Springs' newest mayor after the completion of the official election canvass. KRCC's Rachel Gonchar has more.
After El Paso County election officials considered military and overseas votes, a 10-vote margin still separated Nicoletta from Corrine Toll. Ryan Parcell with the clerk's office says the race was close, but...
not close enough to trigger a recount, but close enough certainly to generate a lot of interest into what that procedure is or would have been if a recount had been necessary.
Under Colorado law, an automatic recount is triggered if the results fall within parameters of a specific algorithm. The election did not meet that threshold. Parcell says no recount has been requested. For KRCC News, I'm Rachel Gonchar.
The Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management has issued a winter weather alert for the city. Officials are asking residents to remain indoors as much as possible. A blizzard warning is in place for northern El Paso County, east to the Kansas state line. Trinidad, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs are under a winter weather advisory. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.